Harper Audio presents A Mind of Your Own. The truth about depression and how women can heal their bodies to reclaim their lives. By Kelly Brogan, MD, with Kristen Loberg. Read by Cassandra Campbell. Introduction. Psych. It's not all in your head. All along the history of medicine, the really great physicians were peculiarly free from the bondage of drugs. Sir William Osler, 1849 to 1919. If you've picked up this book, then chances are you can relate to any of the following: persistent distress, malaise, anxiety, inner agitation, fatigue, low libido, poor memory, irritability, insomnia, sense of hopelessness, and feeling overwhelmed and trapped but emotionally flat. You might wake up most mornings unmotivated and uninspired, and you drag yourself around all day waiting for it to end, or waiting for a drink. Maybe you feel a sense of dread or panic without knowing why. You can't silence the negative thoughts, which puts you on edge. Sometimes it seems like you could let loose an endless stream of tears. Or perhaps you can't remember the last time you cared enough about something to cry. All of these descriptions are symptoms that typically fall under a diagnosis of clinical depression. And if you were to seek help through conventional medicine, even if you don't consider yourself depressed, you'd likely be handed a prescription for an antidepressant, joining the more than 30 million users in America. You might already be part of this community and feel like your fate is now sealed. It doesn't have to be. Over the past 25 years,